Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Our Place, episode 580.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi everyone, it's me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
And welcome to Our Place. How are you all doing? We're doing all right, aren't we?
Yeah.
I think we're doing all right.
Yeah.
Hope you're all staying safe and separate. Well, not separate from each other, but kind of, you know, 2 meters apart type of thing and all that, where you can do, and being responsible about all this. We're trying to be.
Yes, but now twice this week, I'm not going to name the people's names, but twice I've had to gently say to somebody, you're not supposed to be doing that.
Yeah.
Only to warn them that they might get in trouble. And it upsets me a bit. I don't like that.
No, I know.
I actually found it ruffles me. If somebody wanted to know if she could come and see us, and I said, well, I didn't say no. I said, we're not allowed to mix. I don't think we're allowed to mix indoors.
Yeah.
Is what I said. So she, you know, that's fine. But I actually felt a bit ruffled. I didn't like doing that.
Yeah, I understand.
It's the first time I've had to do that. Yeah. As such, some people are just not reading the rules.
That's right.
Or they don't even know how to do that. They get on the web and things, some people.
Probably. Yeah, yeah.
But never mind, we'll...
We'll get by in all these strange times. These weird...
As I was saying to you, wasn't it? I prefer a lockdown. I know that I can't see anyone. I know what the rules are going to be. And Christmas is what is going to be harder.
Yeah,
for people.
So, anyway, two more brighter things. We haven't been doing much this month. I'd say there's nothing really to catch up with. We haven't been out because November was lockdown, really, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And all I've been doing is work, mostly. I went out yesterday to Woking to do some work. That's also in Tier 2, I believe, where I'm also in Tier 2, so...
And they do say work from home where you can. This job couldn't be done at home.
I am getting what I consider to be false alarms from the COVID-19 app, aren't I? And
yeah, I'm not getting them. You're getting them.
Seems a bit weird. It's saying that I've been in touch with people with COVID, and I'm not at all aware I have because I haven't been out.
Been anywhere.
So only with Debbie.
Only to Costco, and Debbie didn't get the alert.
Debbie didn't get the alert either. So it does seem a bit strange about the app. But we have got a few bits of feedback and things to talk about, so we thought we would do a podcast this month.
Yeah, we were going to do one last week, but we decided to leave it till the beginning of the month, because we said we'd try the end of the month. But we thought this month we'll go to the beginning. In fact, I'm wondering if that is a better plan, beginnings of months. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because we'll probably come in January at the beginning. We thought, do it in December, and we can say Happy Christmas.
Yeah.
And that'll, you know, and then in January we can say Happy New Year. So yeah, it might be better to go for the beginnings in where possible.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry if you all feel neglected. I know we've had people saying they missed the pod. They like the podcast. Sorry.
Yeah, we'll come to that. But yes, we have had people say nice things about the podcast, which is good. Is there anything else you want to say before we start giving shout-outs?
Not really, because my bit comes into the feedback and shout-outs anyway.
Yeah, okay. So, but other than that, no, we haven't been doing much, have we, other than work?
No.
So I guess we're sliding gracefully into the feedback section, are we?
Yes.
Yeah. So what have you got for us?
Mine was Ken Scott saying that, you know, you all might remember when we did the... a little review of the Victor Reader Trek, and you couldn't get it to
It kept doing driving mode, whether I held or pressed the go-to button, didn't it? Or
And he said, Ken Scott says it does, it works for him properly, as should.
Yeah, well, since then, I've had a firmware upgrade on the Victorita Trek, so we can check all that out.
Yeah.
So you never know, it may work. We've also had map updates as well.
Yes.
Took ages to download them. It really is slow at downloading, isn't it, Ange?
Oh, yes.
It's painfully
it's
slow.
It's got to be the modem in there, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So that is my bit of feedback.
Yeah. We also had Tony Calvins saying she liked the podcast. Hello, Tony. Thanks for ringing us up. And I'm glad you enjoyed the podcast. And don't forget, if you've got any contributions, well, it goes for any of you, if you've got any contributions that you want, you want your voice on the podcast, become famous on the internet, as it were, or infamous.
infamous,
then
yes.
Send an email to ourplace@comproom.co.uk. And, of course, you know, if tell us whether it's for us personally or whether it's for the podcast. So that was Tony. We had a nice we had a phone call with Mike Hearn. Thank you, Mike, for your information. Mike says that the cooker is really good. The cooker tap is really good that we talked about. He said it's really good and he enjoys it. Basically, he was saying that you have a little boiler in a cupboard under your sink, and then the tap is installed and you can get cold, warm, hot, or boiling.
Yes.
Yeah, water and things like that.
And it says to do boiling, a child couldn't do it. It's not made easy, so a child can just do
it. It's fairly childproof. Yes. There's definite actions you have to do.
Yes. It's the way you have to move the lever twice and such things.
That sounds really good.
That does sound good. They're expensive, like he said, reckoned about £1,000.
£1,000. And you can also have a sparkling water add-on if you want,
can't you?
You can
have a water filter. You can have chilled and sparkling, can't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I think would be the most interesting bit, believe it or not. Mm. You know, a chilled water thing. Although we've got around that now, we've put water bottles in the fridge, don't we?
Yeah.
You have your water bottles in the fridge.
But at least you could just fill up the water and go, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could, yeah.
If you did that.
Mm. You know, there are other ways of getting water, cold water. Didn't Mike say he's got another filter that does that?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
But, so there are other ways of doing it.
Yeah.
They just all take up a little bit of space, anything you know, obviously. So you have to decide what do you want most and can it be done.
Yeah.
I know when we read before about it, they reckon they can install it in just about most kitchens.
Yes.
Don't they? Anywhere, in, you know.
Yeah.
And you probably could, because if it's not very big and it's always just heating up as needed.
And then, of course, you wouldn't need a kettle, would you?
No.
No.
You wouldn't need a kettle.
No.
Obviously, yeah.
You just get your boiling water as you wanted it.
As you wanted it.
Yeah.
And don't forget, there was the other person, Kelly Mugridge, did you say?
Kelly Mugridge. Yeah, Kelly, not Kerry.
I didn't say Kerry, I said Kelly.
Oh, Kelly.
I thought I did. Oh. I meant to say
I thought you said Kerry first. No, it's Kelly. Kelly Mugridge. Hello, Kelly. She also says she likes the podcast, so I'm really pleased about that.
Yeah.
And you guys keep listening, you know, although we've cut down the frequency because we don't go out or anything like that. You know, we're still going to do podcasts because I enjoy doing them. I don't know about you, Andy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah. So we're still going to do them. And, you know, that's pretty much the feedback we got, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
And of course, the other thing I was going to say, though, is even when things weren't in lockdown, we weren't because we weren't going away so much, we weren't doing things we weren't going and seeing stuff and doing stuff to report.
No, that's right.
And each week it would just be do this, do that, and it'd be the same every week, more or less, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So although we brought down the frequency, we're still going to do them.
Yeah, and since then we've had our Nest Hello installed.
Yes, we've had the Nest Hello installed. 1 week we'll do a demo of that and we'll let you hear what the app does and things like that. I'm not prepared for that today, but we will do that 1 week and let you hear the bell from the outside as well, because it's very interesting. It does, as I said on the previous podcast, I think it does tell you when people are at the back and the front door, and it tells you when parcels are left, doesn't it, Angie?
Only if you subscribe to Nest Aware, though.
Yes. Yeah, you have to subscribe to Nest Aware.
And you can get it to recognise faces by the pictures it takes.
Yeah.
And it builds up a picture. If you want to do that,
yeah.
You don't have to do that.
No.
And obviously, you should get their permission, really.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're going to do that. But yep. It's really useful. You know, it doesn't always get their face. If you notice, if they've got their head down, it won't. It'll tell you when the door rings. And of course, we get notifications on our watches as well.
Yep.
Comes up everywhere. The only thing is we haven't got a chime because our bell couldn't be used with it very easily because the voltage is different.
But we have now got a Google Home in the front room.
Yeah, we've brought the Google Home from upstairs.
Yeah.
And we've put now the Amazon Echo upstairs and the Google Home downstairs.
Yeah. And so we're about to get a couple of Nest Minis, aren't we?
So. Nest Minis, yeah, which I think is the same thing, more or less, isn't it? As the Home, really?
It is, they're small versions, little small speakers.
They used to be called Home Mini, didn't they?
Yeah.
Same thing, really. We've got a couple, somebody was selling them for £30 for two, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because he's upgrading speakers or something. So and they'll be useful for having chiming around the house to help to know when someone's there.
Yeah.
We haven't. I don't think we've missed anything there yet.
No, no.
It is very good. We like it. You have to buy one for the front and back door. That's your greatest outlay. Everyone go.
Yeah.
It's 200 and what?
That's 229 per bell.
Yeah. So that's.
So it's quite a, it's like 554 roughly altogether.
That's the greatest outlay.
Something like that.
And you don't have to have a subscription if you don't want.
No.
But it records, you can store and save and share clips.
Yeah.
So if you weren't sure about something and you had WhatsApp and a friend did, you could send them a video and say, this seemed to be going on. It makes me a bit, what was happening outside my house?
Yeah.
Somebody could actually come back and tell you.
That's right.
That's all right. It wouldn't be at the time that it was happening, but if you can't see but you hear something you don't like, you might be able to find out. You know.
Yeah.
And I did hear somewhere, was it in Stevenage, police were asking for CCTV footage about a crime. They do so. If your camera's picked up a crime,
they
might want to see that. We'd have to be very close, to be honest.
Yeah.
Really. Because it's right on the doors, but it might hear a sound that you might think that's a bit suspicious.
Yeah, it's all good.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's quite reasonable. You can tell it's all compressed and streaming recordings. It does. Some of them sound a little bit odd.
Yeah.
Don't they? But the firework you saved a clip of was really good, wasn't it?
Yep.
And it's mono, as you expect, because you don't need this to be stereo.
No.
Just alerts. And, of course, you can talk to the person at the door.
Yeah, yeah. It's all good stuff.
You know, if you want to. Or tell them to leave the parcel, or I'll be down in a minute, or whatever.
Yeah. But, it's all good.
It's very good. It's really helpful at the moment, where people often just leave something and walk away because, you know, they need to be keeping distance from you. It's really quite good for Just Eat and things like that when they've been delivering to us and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Oh, don't talk about food.
I know, I'm actually hungry today. I actually have an appetite today.
Do not talk about food. Continuing on.
There was something on a podcast talking about French something bread of some sort. And I thought, oh yeah, I'm hungry.
Enough.
And butter.
Enough.
Sorry.
But yeah, that's Nest. Okay, that's my email coming on my phone because I had notifications turned on because I've been in the house. So anyway, yeah, that's the Nest system, and I think that's about it, isn't it, Ange?
It is really. See how short. See what we haven't been doing.
I don't think there's much else to say.
No.
Except to wish you all a wonderful holiday season wherever you are.
Yes, I hope you all can have a nice one. We're staying here.
And whatever kind of holiday you celebrate, then, you know, may I wish the best for you. Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever holiday it is. And, you know, be responsible about it, you know.
Yes.
you, although what did the government say, you can cuddle your granny, but don't.
But you know, you could do it, but you might give them something nasty. If your granny wants to take the risk, then yes, why not?
Yeah.
I'm saying, you know, your granny might decide, I'm 95, I don't care, I've had a life.
Well, it's like you said earlier, it's my Auntie Maureen wanted to come and see us today, and we advised her against it.
I didn't say that, I just told her what the rules were.
Yeah.
And that was, I left it, and said, okay, I'll ring you tomorrow.
Yeah.
But she hasn't rung yet, we're expecting. No.
It would have been nice to see her.
I'd love to see her.
We've got to be careful.
So tempted to say go for it, but you see that is actually breaking a rule at the moment.
Yeah.
Unless she wants to sit in the garden, and it's not weather for
it. It's not weather for it, no. But anyway, as I say, hope you have a great holiday, whatever you're doing. And I've no doubt we'll talk to you in January, so we might as well say Happy New Year as well.
Yes, I think so.
As well, and I hope you get all you wish for yourselves. For Christmas or whatever holiday you do celebrate. Don't forget, of course, you can contact us, ourplace@comproom.co.uk. You can go to www.ourplace-podcast.info to get information about the podcast. And of course, you can follow us. Our Place Podcast is all one word, Our Place Podcast on Twitter. You can follow action there and, you know, follow any updates that we might post on there, which is quite rare. But you can follow that account to get information about the podcast. So with that, I'm going to say cheerio.
And bye from me.
And of course, we will see you next time.